Welcome to another episode of Fight the Burnout, where we take officers and departments and we eliminate burnout within them. We increase excitement about the job in 4-hour training by over 16%. That's a minimum, 16% in 4 hours. That is on our intro day, where we take you through all the processes of knowing, accepting where you as an officer are, creating purpose, knowing your purpose clearly in a statement so you can tie to it, so you can stay focused on it, be vigilant with it, and then change how you're served and not served so you're always being filled by what you do and who you are and the actions that you make in a positive manner so you can go out and you can impact the community more. You can be more engaged police officer, more engaged police department. Your department gets less complaints. There's more productivity. You reduce PTSD because if you haven't caught the episode already around the difference between and the importance of burnout when it comes to PTSD, they are very similar and one causes the other. And it creates this vicious cycle. You end up with officers that have more energy. So, what are we going to talk about today? Today, we're going to talk about excitement. How do we create excitement in just 4 hours of time? Let alone when you actually have our full program where we're consistently and constantly reiterating and reteaching, rechanging language over a minimum of 2 years. What we do is, the importance of this is, how you create excitement is you shift the focus. You shift the focus of what you're looking at, how you're interpreting things. So let's take, for example, a police officer. What do they see 90% of the time? 95% of the time? They see the bottom of society. When is a police officer sent somewhere when somebody else can't deal with it? What is a police officer asked to do every single day? What is a traffic officer asked to do every single day? Go out and give tickets. In some eyes, it could be looked at as I have to go out and I have to piss people off every single day. I have to make people angry because I am stopping them for speeding and nobody likes a traffic cop. I don't know about you, but even I'm an ex-police officer. And even when I see those red and blue or those blue lights behind me, my heart starts to race. My sphincter starts to go and I go, did I do something wrong? So that energy is being transferred to the officer as soon as you're getting stopped. You don't ever see a driver get stopped and an officer walk up to the window and the driver go, oh, thank you for stopping me, officer. When somebody gets called to a domestic, you don't ever see the offender at the job go, oh, thanks for coming, officer, and sorting this out. You might get somebody calling and be like, oh, thanks for coming, officer. This is going on and this is going on. But you're always the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. You're always you have to be the solution. You never are the prevention. Unless you're a community cop. Then you get to go out and you get to go do things. But again, if you are jaded, you cannot have excitement about it. You could be talking in negative ways. Oh, I go to the school again. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then officers have a tendency to shift and change roles, thinking that the new environment is going to shift and change their mentality. Well, no. How do we create excitement? We shift the focus. We teach you to shift the focus instantly. So how do you do that? Change the language. Change the way you hold yourself. Put your shoulders back. Get in that tactical stance as such. You know, when you go to raid a house, you go to bust the door down or you go to deal with an offender, you know, especially when you're brand new and you're on patrol, you're an FCO, you got your shoulders back, you're up, you're confident. But just standing tall and putting your shoulders back, chest up, you instantly start to create confidence. You improve testosterone levels. There's studies out of Stanford showing an improvement by 20%. Of testosterone just by standing in a Superman pose for 2 minutes. So we shift and change that. You put language and focus behind it. You tell yourself what you want to see. like the old the saying, you can shift a complete focus by just changing a few words in a sentence. Take, for example, I want to go on vacation. Doesn't sound very great, does it? I want to go on vacation. Yeah, I want to do a lot of things. You know, you might want a new truck. You may want to get into SWAT. You may want to become a detective. You may want to be commissioner. A lot of wants. A lot of wants do not equal success. A lot of doing equals success. So, for example, I'm going on vacation. Sounds way different to I want to go on vacation. All you did was delete one word out. I want to go on vacation. I'm going on vacation. Delete one word and change the go to going. I will be a detective. Starts to get you to think about how you're going to do it. It changes your focus, changes the direction, the trajectory. In turn, it instantly starts to create excitement. Obviously, we dig deeper on this, get people to practice it, get people to look at things differently. But this simple little tool, and yes, it is simple, but the problem is that officers get caught in the habit of the opposite. Of the, I'm going to that house again. I get to go to that house again. I get to impact that house again. Yes, it might be monotonous, but guess what? You can create excitement out of a shithole if you want to. Some of the most happy people, you've most likely dealt with it as a police officer in your career to get to the top, to get to coming the command of the department. You've seen it. Homeless people. Some are miserable. There are some homeless people that actually are the happiest people in the world. They really could care less about anything, having anything. They don't really, they just kind of go with the flow and they're just whatever it is. The criminal homeless people are the ones who are unhappy. But there's a lot of homeless people that you see that don't cause crime, that don't cause issues. They just literally are 100% content. But yet they don't have what you have. You can be 100% content. I'm sure there's that officer in the station that you're just like, oh my God, happy-go-lucky over there. Just like, will he shut up? Why not just try and figure out why happy-go-lucky over there is happy-go-lucky and try and be like him? That is how we create excitement. We create excitement through taking action, through changing language, through changing focus, through actually making an impact instead of going, I scrape shit up every day. Starting your day with a phrase of, I create impact. That is one way that we create excitement. In 4 hours, we'll shift your excitement. One police station, we did it by over 20%. There's another police station that we worked with who was already, they have a really good police station, but we still did it by 20%. Shifted that excitement. And we do this through taking a survey at the beginning of the training and a survey at the end. So if you want to learn more about this, maybe you're intrigued, book a call with us. And the easiest way to do that is to go to the link in the description or send us a message on whatever social media platform you're watching this on. Or alternatively, that link that's in the description is createfromwhy, so that's createfromwhy.com/LEO. And jump on a call, book a time that we'll talk about how we can get this into your department or just for you. But we'd love to talk to you about this more in depth, how the whole process works, and how you can eliminate burnout, what it means for you, how it's going to reduce your use of force complaints, how it's going to save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in your department because you're not having to recruit new people constantly. Because 2 to 3 out of 10 people are leaving because of mental health, burnout, PTSD, anxiety, depression. They're all linked together. We help eliminate that. So until next time, train hard, test easy. Make sure you share this with your command staff if you are watching this as a officer. And we will see you soon. Stay safe out there. Love to you all.